Stand and Save Your Tears on today's Hit Music 101.5 CILFM and Jeff Williams. 7:35, widespread frost. It's pretty much dissipated already this morning. So we expect sunny skies and about 54 today. And in the studio with me now, it's Jessica Bain.
Yes,
I pronounce
you got it
right. All right. She's a nurse practitioner at Shawnee Healthcare's Same Day Clinic in Carbondale. And she's here to talk about something extremely important. Is that right?
Oh, yes. This is obviously a hot topic that's not going anywhere for a little while.
That's right.
And we are very passionate there at Shawnee about educating those on the importance and the safety of the COVID vaccines that are available. Something that I tell all my patients is that every single provider within Shawnee Health did get vaccinated. And that included four breastfeeding mothers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. As a woman who breastfed her child for a year, I'm of childbearing age.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought twice about getting this vaccine. It never crossed my mind not to.
So even, I know a lot of people are hesitant about getting the vaccine, maybe due to a variety of issues. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been pulled as temporarily because there are some rumors about blood clots and whatnot. Is there anything to fear about the vaccine?
No. I mean,
it's as simple as that.
It is simple as that. The Johnson & Johnson, it was like 6 and 6 million.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits outweigh the risks.
Yeah.
The COVID vaccine has 100% preventing death. It's 95% effective and 100% prevents death. And that's all you need to know. I mean, this is something that's been around. The research behind this vaccine has been around for 30 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to make it to COVID. It was so easy. I mean, not easy, but the world came together and created a vaccine that was safe. And it worked.
It's pretty remarkable. It seemed to come about pretty fast. But you said it's been in the works for like 30 years.
And that, I think, was the fear to people, that they were just coming together and like, just take it, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's too fast. But the research of an mRNA vaccine has been in the works for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you take some of the greatest minds from the entire world and scientists, and they all came together to work on one thing.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing what can happen when some of the greatest minds come together.
And they say that due to the work on this vaccine, it might also lead to other vaccines, possibly an AIDS vaccine, I heard.
They've been working on an AIDS vaccine for a very long time. And
mm-hmm.
that's just, you know, that's not something we have any idea about right now. And
mm-hmm.
there's treatments for that. And I think that the focus is, though, that we have a vaccine that prevents death.
So I've been telling people that, okay, you can feel sick for like 24 hours after getting the vaccine. You can feel kind of nauseous, or you can have COVID. Which would you rather have?
The side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of the week, I'm in a group chat with literally every provider within Shawnee Health, and we all shared our experiences. Some were worse than others. My first shot, I didn't have anything. I was a little tired, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I had a sore throat and was tired. I was like, whoa, why is my throat hurt? I was like, oh, I got my COVID shot. Like, it didn't cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather take that and protect my loved ones and my son and all of those things and get back to normal life.
That's right.
I want to go to concerts. I want to travel. And I know mm-hmm. so many other people want to do that, especially these working moms who have taken a step back from their, you know, their job to take care of their families, and kids are out of school, and everyone's routine has been uplifted, and moms in general, I truly believe, have been so affected by this, and I'm so passionate about any mom out there that this is something we need to do for our children, our future, all of it.
So you're talking about moms. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a fear within expectant moms and nursing moms and young women that the vaccine could cause infertility. Mm-hmm. Any truth to that?
No.
Not at all.
No. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, which is like the end-all be-all, and they give us all the advice on what we should be doing in women's health, they are 100% behind it. They are supporting that. If you have any concerns, call your OBGYN. They are there to answer your questions. Like I said, we had four breastfeeding moms within Shawnee Health that all got it. I'm of childbearing age. I know lots of women of childbearing age. I can continue to provide education to these women to tell them, hey, this is okay. This has nothing to do with your fertility. There are countless other things out there that can affect your fertility. This is not something we should be worried about with
it. There you go. And, of course, now everybody over 16 can get the vaccine. That's a big thing.
That's a huge thing. I read some article yesterday that the U.S. is at vaccinating at, like, astronomical rates.
Mm-hmm.
And we still need to keep that up. We need to keep that momentum moving forward, because that's important. It continues to prevent death. Every vaccine we give is to save lives.
That's right. And like you said, it's a matter of getting back to normal, going to sporting events, going to concerts, mm-hmm. just getting back to normal.
Yeah. I mean, businesses alone have been so affected, especially here in the Southern Illinois region. We thrive off our small business owners, mm-hmm. and to see another business close because they can't be open or restrictions, that breaks my heart every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the This Is Our Shot campaign is a great way to encourage our local community and business members to get vaccinated and really just keep sharing our experiences. You can read the rhetoric and you can read the myths, but we can provide education to all of the community and say, hey, I did it, they did it, let's keep it up.
There it is. That's all you need to know. Go get the facts, people. It's Jessica Bain. She's with the Shawnee Healthcare Same Day Clinic in Carbondale. By the way, Roz is here from SIH. You want to plug what again?
Oh, you want to say it?
It'll be, you know, Southern Illinois, This Is Our Shot.
Yeah.
Please visit our website. It's OurShotSI.com. And go check it out. It has all of the businesses, the healthcare. You know, we are coming together as all the healthcare organizations, SIH, Heartland, SSM, Shawnee Health, health departments. And it's really a huge group effort mm-hmm. to get our community vaccinated. And I'm so here for this.
Let's do this, Southern Illinois. Come on, get the vax.
Yes, you please.
Want that information? What's the website one more time?
Yeah, it's OurShotSI.com.
Simple as that. Jessica, I thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In today and talking to us. It's very important that you get the vax, people. On the way, your full First Alert forecast. That's on the way next on CILFM at 7:42.